Why, it's too pretty a day to be so unhappy. Ordinarily, a man on the streets of Gion wouldn't notice a girl like me, particularly while I was making a fool of myself by crying. If he did notice me, he certainly wouldn't speak to me, unless it was to order me out of his way or some such thing. Yet not only had this man bothered to speak to me, he'd actually spoken kindly. He addressed me in a way that suggested I might be a young woman of standing, the daughter of a good friend, perhaps. For a flicker of a moment, I imagined a world completely different from the one I'd always known, a world in which I was treated with fairness, even kindness, a world in which fathers didn't sell their daughters. The noise and hubbub of so many people living their lives of purpose around me seemed to stop, or at least I ceased to be aware of it, and when I raised myself to look at the man who'd spoken, I had a feeling of leaving my misery behind me there on the stone wall.
This book is continued on Disc 5.